Start out with the break.
You can go with
da 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 da.
Bright African prints and wooden furniture hang on the walls of Teranga House of Diversity. Behind a large display of jewelry and incense, a small group sits in a circle holding drums of all sizes.
This one and this one are from Senegal, Africa. That one is from Guinea.
A burly man in a cowboy hat teaches the group its first lesson. The drum has a voice.
It's just like talking.
Okay.
You can hear me now.
Yeah.
What if I go like this? Can you hear me? That's the same thing with the drum. Listen to this. I'm on the drum.
Okay.
So I'm saying, hey, how you doing? Now I'm saying that out loud. Hey, how you doing?
Oh. Antoine Smith, or Cowboy, wouldn't be teaching drumming if it weren't for Tammy Reed, the artistic director of the Teranga Dance and Drumming Circle. She says she had the idea for the circle after a visit to Teranga House of Diversity 4 years ago, where Sonia, a woman from Senegal, sells African products.
I wanted to buy a drum, and we asked Sonia if we could have a drum circle. She said yes. Teranga means hospitality in Wolof, in her language, and that's exactly what she extended, was hospitality. We started having the drum circle every other Wednesday at first, and then later on it was once a month. And about 3 years ago, we were asked to perform.
The group has partnered with the Davenport Schools and the Bettendorf Library. Reed says her most memorable moment was performing at the Rock Island Arsenal during Black History Month.
It was really exciting. That's when we got our first award. But I am really happy that people just come in and just enjoy themselves when they come here.
For a form of art that was once banned for African Americans, drumming brings what Sonia, owner of Teranga House, calls jam jam.
We love the drumming, the dancing. Drum bring you peace and love to your soul, to your body.
Emily Clifton joined the circle 6 months ago and feels the same way. She's a counselor for people with special needs and wants to incorporate drumming into drama therapy.
The rhythm helps with regulation, which is good for children with autism, and it's a way for people to express themselves without words, and a lot of people have trouble expressing themselves with words.
Most people run, some people jog, but I come and I beat the drum. I come to get back to myself.
That's Luann Sisk. She's been a part of the circle for a year now.
Inside this place, you know, this African store, I was surprised because you would have never knew it was here. You know, so you come in here, it's a whole nother world. It just transformed you.
She says she's met everyday people from the mailman to missionaries like Elders Osen and Higby, Mormons visiting from Utah and Washington who stumbled into the drum circle.
In my opinion, it definitely exceeded my expectations. It was a lot of fun and had a good time.
I liked it because it was a cultural activity. I got to learn about a different group of people, and I get to have some fun with it too. Learn, get some rhythm.
You say get some rhythm. I feel like you walked in with rhythm. You pretty much had it going on over there.
I'm the most Caucasian guy you can run into, so. But thank you.
Whether you're from Utah, the Quad Cities, or Senegal, drumming is a way to create jam jam. And as Cowboy says, it's a way for students to appreciate an art form as diverse as the continent of Africa.
It's just all about remembering where it came from, remembering your past in order to have a better future.
I'm Renata Sago.
Oh, you heard it. They heard the break. You ready to dance? Uh-oh.